Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attends 6th BIMSTEC Summit at Bangkok in Thailand, describes the forum a vital platform for promoting global good. Prime Minister meets leaders from Bangladesh, Bhutan and Myanmar on the sidelines of the summit. Both houses of parliament adjourned sine die, but this session concludes. Icon of Indian cinema Manoj Kumar passes away in Mumbai. Domestic stock markets trading in red amid weak global cues. And at World Boxing Cup 2025, Indian pugilist Hitesh storms into finals of the men's 70kg category in Brazil. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took part in the 6th Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC Summit at Bangkok in Thailand today. Speaking at the summit, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi described BIMSTEC as a vital platform for promoting global good, emphasizing the need to strengthen the forum to enhance regional cooperation and deepen engagement. He proposed a 21-point action plan covering different aspects of cooperation, saying that it is time to boost business across BIMSTEC nations. Mr. Modi announced establishment of BIMSTEC Chamber of Commerce and organization of BIMSTEC Business Summit every year. Mr. Modi proposed a feasibility study on the possibilities of trade in local currency in the BIMSTEC region. The Prime Minister has welcomed signing of the BIMSTEC Maritime Transport Agreement, adoption of BIMSTEC Bangkok Vision 2030, and adoption of the report of the BIMSTEC Eminent Persons Group. The BIMSTEC member states also adopted the summit declaration. Our correspondent has filed this report.
At the BIMSTEC summit, Prime Minister Modi also called for harnessing the rich potential of the IT sector and making BIMSTEC technologically stronger. He observed that the recent earthquake affecting Myanmar and Thailand underscores the need to work together in the field of disaster management. He said BIMSTEC Center of Excellence for Disaster Management will be established in India. He also called for taking cooperation to the world of space and stressed on making the security apparatus stronger. He said BIMSTEC has the potential to be a shining example of capacity building frameworks. He highlighted that under Bodhi Initiative, 300 youth from BIMSTEC countries will be trained in India every year. Mr. Modi also stated that BIMSTEC Traditional Music Festival will be held in India this year. He said few things connect like culture and hope that cultural linkages bring BIMSTEC even closer. Suparna Sekia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Modi met leaders from Bangladesh, Bhutan and Myanmar on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting with Chief Advisor of Bangladesh, Muhammad Yunus. Mr. Modi also met his Bhutan counterpart, Shering Tobgay. In a social media post, he said India's friendship with Bhutan is robust and both countries are cooperating extensively in several sectors. Early in the day, Mr. Modi met the Senior General of Myanmar, Min Aung Hlaing, on the sidelines of the BIMSTEC summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he once again expressed condolences on the loss of lives and damage of property in the wake of the recent earthquake in Myanmar. He added that India is doing whatever is possible to assist sisters and brothers of Myanmar in this critical time. The Prime Minister shared that during the meeting, they also discussed bilateral relations between India and Myanmar, particularly in sectors like connectivity, capacity building and infrastructure development. Prime Minister Modi reached Bangkok yesterday on a two-day visit to Thailand. He held bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart, P. Srinivasa. From Thailand, Prime Minister Modi will reach Colombo this evening on a three-day state visit to Sri Lanka. The visit, at the invitation of Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake, aims to strengthen the bilateral relations under the joint vision of fostering partnerships for a shared future. Now we go over live to our Colombo correspondent, Ahmed Moeen Farooqi, for more updates. Farooqi, what will be the highlights of Prime Minister's visit to Sri Lanka?
Yes, Abhishek, you see several key initiatives backed by India in Sri Lanka will be inaugurated and launched during the visit. A key highlight will be the groundbreaking of the Sampur Solar Energy Project, while at the same time, agreements on bilateral cooperation in the sectors of health, digitization, defense and energy, among several others, are also set to be signed. In addition, railway projects will also be inaugurated that aid in seamless connectivity in the island.
Right. Farooqi, Prime Minister Modi's visit has been regarded as highly significant. Now, what impact is it likely to have on the future of bilateral relations?
Abhishek, you're right. This is the fourth visit of Prime Minister Modi to Sri Lanka, and we are already aware Sri Lanka has been integral to India's neighborhood first policy. That said, this visit is significant in various manners. It is notable that India has been a steadfast partner in Sri Lanka's economic recovery, extending over $4.5 billion in aid during its 2022 crisis and facilitating IMF assistance. That has already generated significant amount of goodwill in the island. This visit will give impetus to more people-centric initiatives and linkages that is expected to further enhance and open a new chapter in the bilateral relations that exist between the two countries.
Right. Thank you, Faruqi, for that detailed and insightful report. Well, moving on, both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned sine die today. With this, the budget session of Parliament came to an end. The session had commenced on the 31st of January. In his valedictory address in the Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla highlighted that the House registered 118% productivity during the budget session. He said the lower house passed 16 bills during the session.
इस सत्र में हमने 26 बेड के की तथा कुल उत्पादकता 118% से अधिक रही। केंद्रीय बजट पर चर्चा में 169 सदस्यों ने भाग लिया। सत्र के दौरान 10 सरकारी विधेयक पूरे स्थापित किए गए, वर्ष संशोधन विधेयक सहित 16 विधेयक पारित किए गए।
Earlier, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the Radha Sabha held over 17 hours of discussion on the WAF Amendment Bill 2025, which is the highest in the history. He said the Lok Sabha also held around 14 hours of discussion on the bill. He objected to the remarks of senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi that the bill was bulldozed in Parliament. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla termed the comments unfortunate, saying that legislation was passed following all the rules and procedure. Let's now head over live to our correspondent Bhupendra for more details. Bhupendra, what are the key takeaways from the budget session this time?
Well, Abhishek, the budget session, which was held in two parts, concluded today, and the session was very productive. As we reported, the Lok Sabha witnessed 118% productivity, and the Rajya Sabha registered 119% productivity. The key highlight and the most important business of this session was the passing of budget for the year, on which both the houses held detailed deliberation on demand for grant of various ministries, finance bill and appropriation bill. During the session, the two houses also had discussion on vote of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu for her address to the joint sitting of both the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. Abhishek, the passage of the WAF Amendment Bill was the most talked about business of this session. Both houses held discussion till late night on this landmark legislation in which prominent leaders from both Treasury and opposition put forth their views. And in the Rajya Sabha, over 17 hours discussion happened on this bill, while in the Lok Sabha, around 18 hours of discussion took place. Besides the passage of a banking law amendment, immigration and foreigners, Tribhuvan Sahakari University, disaster amendment bill are among the key legislations cleared by the parliament during this long session. And yesterday, the Lok Sabha took up 0 hour for a record 5 hours in which over 200 members raised the issue of public importance. So overall, the session was very productive, both in terms of business transacted and insightful discussion in both the houses of parliament. Back to you, Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Bhupendra, for that comprehensive update. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has termed the passage of the WAF Amendment Bill and the Musalman WAF Repeal Bill by the Parliament as a watershed moment in the government's collective quest for socio-economic justice, transparency and inclusive growth. The legislation aims to streamline the management of WAF properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The BJP today asserted that the passage of the WAF Amendment Bill by both the Houses of Parliament is absolutely constitutional, commenting on Congress leaders' remarks that they will challenge the legislation in the court. Senior party leader Ravi Shankar Prasad told media outside Parliament that no one is stopping them from going to court.
ये जो वक्फ संशोधन बिल है ये बिल्कुल संविधान सम्मत है। संविधान के मौलिक अधिकार की धारा 15 में इस बात का प्रावधान है कि महिलाओं के विकास के लिए, पिछड़े समाज के विकास के लिए सरकार कानून बना सकती है।
Earlier, Congress leader Pramod Tiwari said his party will fight this battle in the parliament, in the people's court, and if needed, they will also go to the court.
ये लड़ाई संसद भवन में लड़ेंगे, जनता की अदालत में लड़ेंगे, और अगर जरूरत पड़ी तो फिर न्यायालय में लड़ेंगे। तो निश्चित रूप से इसमें आर्टिकल 25, 26, 15, 16 भारत के जो मूल अधिकार हैं वो छीने गए हैं। बारी आज मुसलमानों की, कल सिखों की होगी, परसों जैनियों की होगी, बौद्ध की होगी, तो ये लड़ाई अभी से लड़ेंगे।
Legendary actor and filmmaker Manoj Kumar, who etched his name in the annals of Indian cinema, passed away in Mumbai today. He was 87. Manoj Kumar's son, Kunal Goswami, said the veteran actor breathed his last in the early hours of the morning following an illness. He added that the last rites will be performed tomorrow morning at the Vile Parle in Mumbai. The veteran actor, fondly known as Bharat Kumar, for his patriotic films, left behind a legacy that will continue to inspire generations. Here is a tribute.
Born on 24 July 1937 in Abbottabad as Harikishan Goswami, Manoj Kumar went on to carve a niche for himself in Hindi cinema. From a young age, he admired actors like Dilip Kumar, Ashok Kumar and Kamini Kaushal and chose the name Manoj Kumar after Dilip Kumar's character in Shabnam. The year 1965 marked Manoj Kumar's rise to stardom with Shaheed, based on the life of the legendary Bhagat Singh.
ऐ वतन हमको तेरी कसम तेरी राहों में जहां तक लुटा जाएंगे।
From then on, his films deeply resonated with the patriotic sentiments of the Indian audience, earning him the title of Bharat Kumar among fans and within the Indian film industry. His iconic films, including Upkar and Purab aur Paschim, celebrated national pride and the spirit of unity.
Sir ji, रोटी, कपड़ा और मकान की जरूरत तो इंसान को सदियों पहले भी थी, लेकिन तब उसकी जरूरत पूरी हो जाती थी सिर्फ इसलिए कि तब अनाज दबाने वाले सेठ नेकी राम नहीं थे।
छोड़ो खून को, भूल जाओ इसे। बाबा, तोपें खामोश हो गईं। आज की जंग हम जीत गए बाबा।
Manoj Kumar's immense contribution to Indian cinema earned him several accolades, including the National Film Award and 7 Filmfare Awards in a career spanning nearly 4 decades. Manoj Kumar leaves behind an unparalleled cinematic legacy that has touched the hearts of millions, a spirit that will continue to inspire generations to come. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief over the demise of the legendary actor. Domestic benchmark equity indices extended the downward trend in the afternoon session amid weak global cues following reciprocal tariffs announced by US President Donald Trump. The 30-share BSE Sensex dropped 837 points to 75,459 and the NSE Nifty 50 lost 323 points to 22,927 when reports last came in. Global markets also experiencing jitters after reciprocal tariffs announcement by the US. At the World Boxing Cup 2025, Indian pugilist Hitesh reached the finals of the men's 70-kilogram category in Brazil today, ensuring a silver medal for the country. He defeated Makan Traore of France 5-0 in the semifinals. Meanwhile, 3 other Indian boxers, Jadumani Singh, Sachin Siwach and Vishal, settled for a bronze medal each after losing respective semi-final matches in different categories. In IPL cricket, host Lucknow Super Giants will lock horns with Mumbai Indians at the Ikana Cricket Stadium today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attends 6th BIMSTEC Summit at Bangkok in Thailand, describes the forum a vital platform for promoting global good. Prime Minister meets leaders from Bangladesh, Bhutan and Myanmar on the sidelines of the summit. Both Houses of Parliament adjourn sine die. Budget session concludes. Icon of Indian cinema Manoj Kumar passes away in Mumbai. Domestic stock markets trading in red amid weak global cues. And at World Boxing Cup 2025, Indian pugilist Hitesh storms into the finals of the men's 70-kilogram category in Brazil. And with that, we end the midday news.